I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, February 11th. The City of Quincy Pension Fund lost $3.5 million in a cyber attack a year ago. The Public Employee Retirement Administration Commission says hackers broke into the pension fund by breaching the city's email system, posed as a staff member, and convinced an investment manager to transfer the money into a separate bank account. The money remains missing. However, the city says pension payments are not impacted. Just last week, the city's computer network was attacked by ransomware. The Quincy Roach Brothers supermarket is scheduled to close on April 11th. The store says it's shutting its doors for the financial well-being of the company. The 164 workers at the Quincy store will be offered positions at other Roach Brothers locations. The Quincy store opened on Falls Boulevard in 1996. Reports state that it will be replaced by an H-Mart Korean grocery store. The Quincy School Committee will hold a special meeting next Wednesday at 6 p.m. to determine if it will follow the state guidelines to drop the face mask requirement in the schools on February 28th. The committee will also discuss whether or not to allow the public to attend school committee meetings. Mayor Thomas Koch says he supports both moves. The same thieves robbed the new Target store in North Quincy twice within an hour on Wednesday afternoon. Police say the suspects stole three vacuum cleaners and two television sets between 3 and 4 p.m. and threatened to stab a security guard. The suspects fled in a red Jeep over the Neponset River Bridge. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, February 11th.